This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Texas, the Republican Party is changing tack on illegal immigration. The relatively welcoming, tolerant attitude embraced by George W. Bush when he was governor is waning. It's been overtaken by a flood of Arizona-style get-tough measures. Nearly 100 immigration bills have been written or filed in the current legislative session. While legal challenges will surely follow if many of those measures pass, the debate in Texas is clearly shifting, as NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Texas is now more than ever in the nation's conservative vanguard, and among its most conservative leaders is House Representative Leo Berman from Northeast Texas around Tyler. Though Berman's district is about as far from the Mexican border as you can get and still be in Texas, he's leading the charge on immigration.
I have a bill which would stop giving automatic citizenship to children born in Texas.
There is a voter ID bill. Another bill would require elementary school children to prove their citizenship upon enrolling, and that data would then be turned over to state and federal authorities. Berman has filed a bill that would make English the official state language.
That will shut off the state printing anything in any language but English, and that's going to save millions of dollars right there.
Senate Committee on Health and Human Services will come to order.
This is a significant change in strategy for the Texas GOP. In the mid-90s, Texas Republicans watched as their party in California went on an anti-illegal immigration crusade and lost control of the state. But in Texas, the economy was booming, the suburbs of Dallas, Houston, Austin, and San Antonio were exploding, and thousands of illegal immigrants sat astride two-by-fours, nail guns in hand, building those neighborhoods.
Cada día es más difícil decidir por quién vas a votar. Antes, yo siempre estiraba la palanca por los demócratas.
So Governor Bush and his man Karl Rove crafted a different strategy from their California colleagues, Hispanic-friendly.
Used to be, I just pulled the lever, Democrats. These days, I look for the person with a good record who believes what I believe. Hard work, family, responsibility, George Bush.
I appreciate that, and I agree. That's why I'm working hard to make sure all our children can succeed. And I need your vote to continue.
The result? In 1998, George W. Bush crushed his Democratic opponent, getting nearly half the Hispanic vote, a triumph that placed him on the path to the presidency 1 year later. The young governors of Texas and Florida learned their early political style at their father's knee. Not only was he a former president of the United States, he was a Texas oil man. And for generations, those independent oil producers, along with farmers and Texas ranchers, have employed inexpensive, hard-working Mexican laborers. But in the halls of the Texas Capitol in 2011, Bush's approach is considered insufficiently conservative by most Republicans. The one powerful interest group that still thinks Bush had it right is the Texas Association of Business.
In Texas, if suddenly all of the undocumented workers were simply to go back to their home of origin, it would be disastrous for the Texas economy.
Bill Hammond is the president of the Texas Association of Business. It is no exaggeration to say his membership supplies the Texas Republican Party a large measure of its fiscal lifeblood. He has lots of friends here. On behalf of his clients, the thousands of big and small business owners in Texas, Hammond is roaming the Capitol trying to impart a bit of reality about the Lone Star State's economy.
The impact on this Texas state economy of immigrant labor is about $17 billion a year. That's an enormous segment of our economy, and we simply would not be able to function without these people.
Until this year, Hammond and his Republican allies in the Texas legislature have been able to kill most immigration bills in committee. Hammond would like to expand the immigration pipeline to allow more workers to legally enter the state. That proposal currently has zero chance.
Today, 56% of Texans under the age of 25 are minorities. The growth in the population has been largely Hispanic over the last 10 years. I believe the Republican Party is throwing away their future.
The tone of the debate is basically saying, we don't want you. This is a war over our culture. These people bring diseases into our country.
House Representative Aaron Pena is a Republican who represents Hidalgo on the border. There are six Hispanic Republicans in the Texas House, and Pena says they've been trying to convince some of their colleagues to tone down the anti-Hispanic rhetoric.
Many times you won't see our handiwork out in public. It's done behind the scenes.
Pena says there are plenty of Texas Republicans who quietly share his concerns about the tone of the debate and its long-term effect on Hispanic voters. But now there are plenty who don't, including Tyler Representative Leo Berman.
Most Hispanics right now do vote Democrat. There's no question about it. So what vote are we going after? We're going after a vote that doesn't vote Republican anyway.
It's too early to tell how many of the 100 bills will become law. If the Texas House is hot for immigration bills, the Texas Senate seems less so. It's distracted by a $27 billion budget deficit that's threatening to gut the state. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.